Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. I hope everybody is doing well. I'm doing pretty well. Thank you. Today, I have a great guest, Intuitive Angel Channel, Seth Dietlin, on, and I'm super excited to speak with him. So stay tuned, and he's going to join me in just a few minutes. Just a note about last week, we were having technical issues connecting with my guest, Law of Attraction Coach Barry Nicolau. So we rescheduled his show to air on April 6th. Sorry if you were excited to hear the show and you didn't, but we will have him back and try this again. Apparently, the universe didn't like that date, so we'll see if April 6th is better. And I want to just say a special thank you to Elizabeth and Marilyn from today's show, Shooting the Shift, that airs here on OM Times Radio at 12 noon Eastern time. I called in and I got some healing work done. So it was really unexpected and it was great. So go and check out their show and you can listen to the replay. For those of you who are new to my show and you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. I am also an author and a photographer, and my book is titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, there are 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of the contributors manifesting postcards. And in the book, I include a ton of writing exercises that helps us get clear on what we want to manifest, and it's a toolbox full of fun exercises on how to manifest love, money, health, career, and so much more. So if you're interested in doing inner work and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please go to your favorite bookstore and purchase a copy. I would really appreciate it. Each week, I share a magical message that I post on Mondays, and it's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph with an affirmation that I like to focus on for the week. Using affirmations daily, I find, is a powerful way for it to become a new belief in our lives. And this week's magical message is, it's real simple, it's just to say thank you. And what happens when we live in gratitude? Who can think of gratitude right now when the world looks like it's turning to crap and you think, what the heck is going on here and what to be grateful for? What happens when we look at our life and the world through cloudy goggles and everything looks dirty? We feel terrible and we suffer. But when we take a soft cloth and we clean our lenses and take another look, things come into focus. The dirt clears and we see all the things in the world that are beautiful. We start to see our lives and the things we already have and feel thankful for their existence. The fastest way to manifest anything you want in your life is to be grateful and to say thank you for what you already have. It's it. That's it. Seriously, all the study and reading and visualizing are all great and they can help you bring into your life what you want. But when I tell you that if you do this above everything else, live in gratitude and say thank you on a regular basis for what you already have, you will manifest more and faster than you can imagine. It's the big secret that all of the Law of Attraction teachers know and practice regularly. It's also how people who live in joy feel. Do you know someone who is always joyful and positive? Next time you see them, ask them how they feel about gratitude, and they will give you a list of all their blessings. They feel it and they live it, and the universe responds in kind by giving them more of it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, because sometimes it really isn't, especially if you're going through a difficult time in your life or you're struggling or you're suffering, but you don't want to live there. And the fastest way to shift it is to start being grateful right where you are. Start small and pick something. It can be anything and grow your list daily. Start with your life. Are you thankful for being alive? What about your family? Are you thankful for them? If not family, how about friends? Think about the things you are blessed to have that many people in the world don't have. A place to live, food to eat, a bed to sleep on, a couch to sit on, a TV to watch, the internet to connect to and listen to the show. Running water and hot showers, clean clothes, or new clothes you can afford to buy. How about your body that works and gets you places? If your health is an issue and you're struggling, a great way to help yourself heal is to be grateful for your body and what it can do. Put your focus there and focus on your blessings. To see my magical messages that I post each week, you can find them across any of my social media platforms, Postcards to the Universe. And if you happen to be on Facebook and are looking for a group to join to feel inspired and see uplifting stories and images, you can join my public Facebook group called Postcards of Love. Okay, so next week I have Dr. T, the founder of A Human Engineer, and he is the originator of the world's foremost remote healing training called TNT Total Knowledge Technique, as well as the author of 10 online programs designed to transform the most common things that ail humans and animals. Dr. T has transformed the health and wealth and well-being of thousands. So he is going to be doing a remote healing on the show next week. So if you're having some health issues and you really want to join this show and you're going to receive the healing energy, all you have to do is show up and you're going to receive this healing energy. It's pretty powerful. So I'm really excited about that. But today, I'm super excited about my guest, Seth Dietlin. He's an intuitive angel channel, hypnotherapist, and energy healer. He is the producer and host of the podcast, Talk to My Angels, the creator of the Miracle Method, a protocol to supercharge manifesting, and the founder of Earth Angels International. And this is a direct quote from him. My vision and goal is to illuminate the way for you to expand into and experience your highest potential. Whether I'm creating content, teaching, speaking, or working one-on-one with you, every action answers to that vision. And if you have an opportunity, please go to his website and you can see more about him. TalkToMyAngels.com. Welcome, Seth. Thanks so much for being here with me today.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm super happy to be here.
Yeah, I was a guest on his podcast. It's not out yet, but we just did it. When did we do it? This week? Was it this week or last week?
We did it this week, yes. And it's the podcast it's a podcast called Earth Angels International that's going to be launching here soon. And that podcast is about raising consciousness. So what we did, of course, is we talked about your story and what you've discovered and how we can assist humanity during the times that we live in. And I love what you said about the gratitude, because it's a very, very powerful one. And sometimes it's the toughest thing to get into when we get stuck, right? And so
absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes also that gratitude in advance is a really interesting one as well. I get a lot of powerful movement out of that one. Thank you in advance for what I'm wishing for. And so, yes.
Ooh, I like that. Can I use it?
Yes, you
can. Thank you in advance.
Well, that's the whole idea. It's not even mine. So, but the one thing, how this works, and this is the interesting thing about how this works, by the way. And I'm the kind that's very conscious, but also very logical and practical as well. So I like to turn the watch around and take it apart. And the way that gratitude in advance works is that time is an illusion for us here on Earth. And so our manifestation already exists on a timeline. And so it's already there. The moment that we're in is an illusion by comparison to the moment that we exist in. And this is the tough part usually about being grateful in advance. But this is how we crack that. This is the hack that we use to get past that, is that the place on the timeline that we're on in the illusion of time is this present moment, and the place that our manifestation is on the illusion time is in the future moment. But all those moments actually exist as one moment, so our manifestation already exists. And if we can actually let that sink into our conscious awareness in the multidimensional state, then we can be thankful for the place on the timeline that it is without having to feel separated from it. And when we do that, we're united with it, connected with it, it already exists, and then it comes into being. It's amazing.
Mm, I love that. Thank you in advance. I'm going to definitely incorporate that new one in my little toolbox. Well, when your podcast launches and the show's out, I'm definitely going to share it on here for everybody to go and check it out because it was a lot of
fun.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, yes. So much
Thank
fun. You. So why don't you share a little bit about you and who you are and explain maybe what an intuitive angel channel is for those who are like, what are they talking about? What is that?
Right. Well, that's great. Well, you know, I had an amazing experience 20 years ago, and this is when we weren't having these kinds of conversations because I still remember getting the DVD of The Secret in the mail. So that's, you know, how long we've been doing.
Right.
So 20 years ago, I had an experience in which I was in a difficult situation, and I can't really tell you why, but I asked the angels to make a more tangible way that I could feel that they were around me, guardian angels. Mm-hmm. And I do remember when I was a kid and I could hear the inner voice and I knew that to be my angels, but of course we want to conform in the world. And so we kind of lose our connection to that, especially when society and people discount that. Yeah, it's the most powerful thing that we can have. So mm-hmm. I find myself in a very challenging situation, and I was like, you know what? If I have guardian angels around me, if I have angels around me guarding and guiding my life, you're not doing a very good job. So it'd be great if you could actually, you know, come in here. I want to know that you're here. I don't want to just mm-hmm. believe that you're here sight unseen. And I felt touched. I felt something overcome my body and mind with peace. And I heard something inside that said, Steph, this is not going to be just okay. This is going to be better than okay. And I had this piece and I thought, well, that's interesting. I'll never be able to share this story. And the next mm-hmm. day I woke up and I heard something like, hello. And I'm like, hello. And they introduced mm-hmm. themselves and they said, you may think that we responded to an event, but you should know that that event was sent because it's time for us to come into your life and do work with you. So mm-hmm. over time, I wanted proof that this is what I had. A really cool story that I like that's part of that proof. There's a couple of them. One time I got home, and I'm from Southern California, and I was a real estate agent at the time. And I got this message that says, go to Disneyland. And so I dropped, you know, my briefcase. I got in my car. I drove to Disneyland. I didn't know why I was going there. It was about 20 minutes from my house. And when I get to the off-ramp on Harbor Boulevard, there's a woman with her two young boys that are stuck off to the side of the road. So I pull off to the side, and I assist them in getting their car, you know, off, you know, to the side of the road and out of, you know, harm's way of the off-ramp. But anyone who's driven in Southern California on the freeway system, they know how treachery that is. But anyways.
Yes, so, I've been there.
So we have her off there. And it's very interesting because she asked me what I did or whatever, and I told her I was in real estate. She asked me for a card. And it was interesting because the next day she called and left a message on my voicemail and said, thanks to you, I believe in angels again. And so the angels started sending me to all of these places, giving me this very specific guidance. One day they came to me in the morning and they told me my sister was going to call me and that she was pregnant for a little girl. And 4 hours later, my sister Kara calls me and tells me that she's pregnant. I said, it was a little girl. She said, no, I don't know yet. But of course, you know, 7 months later, my niece comes along. And here's the interesting part, because a few years later, after my niece was born, and she must have been 3 or 4 or something like that, and she's in that age where you're still intuitive and you can still hear mm-hmm. the inner voice and you're still adjusting to being in the body and you have your memory of your soul, I get a call from my sister, and my sister says to me, hey, Madeline wants to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. And she just comes on and she says, hey, do you remember the time the angels told you that I was coming? And I never told her or my sister about that, right?
Yeah.
So that's sort of the initial stages of realizing that, in fact, I am communicating very specifically with angels. And what they told me at the time 20 years ago is that our world is going to shift. And we call this the Great Awakening now. But 20 years ago, they were talking about this period where everyone on the planet would have a spiritual awakening and become consciousness. And from that state of consciousness, we are going to, and we're in the process of, reinitializing everything in the planet, the new Earth. At the end of this transition, we'll have a whole new way of organizing society. We won't have the governments that we have. And we will have a whole new money system that is quantum, that ends poverty and it ends corruption. And it and that will come through consciousness. So to sort of simplify that, when we become conscious, we have access to stream of conscious, and we begin to have visionary ideas, things that are beyond what we're already experienced. This is where inventors and such come from. So imagine a world where we are all consciously awake, very consciously awake, and suddenly we have this drive to make all of our structures that organize this beautiful planet and humanity is going to be infused with consciousness, because we know which structures are infused with consciousness and we know which ones aren't. So that transition is what's happening. So a couple of years ago in 2020, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, the angels said, well, it's showtime. Because of course, throughout the 20 years, I've been explaining to people that that we're going to have this huge shift. And people were like, yeah, well, that will never happen. And of course, when we hit that marker, they let me know that this is sort of the demolition phase of the old so that we can bring in the new. And it's really exciting what we're moving into in that sense.
That is super. Yes, that I want to talk more about that. And it's a perfect time to take our first break. So, yeah, let's get deeper into that when we come back. So, guys, stay tuned and I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged / developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. So if you're just joining me today, I have Intuitive Angel Channel, Seth Dietlin, on, and we were talking about, Seth has been connecting with the angels and he's been getting messages for a while now. And right before the break, we were talking about, you said that you got a message that the old dynamic is got to break down for the new to birth itself. And you're saying that you believe in 2020 is when it's really started. So I'll let you continue from there.
Great. Yes. Well, 2020 is when it became evident. So let's put it that way.
Right. That's good.
Yeah. It's been in the works for a very long time, meaning that we've been heading towards that as we've become more conscious. And what's interesting is that, of course, consciousness is the solution. There's no other solution. So in other words, we don't need to go to war and win a war against someone or this person or that structure or whatever. Consciousness is like a tsunami that is overtaking the planet. Mm-hmm. And it's it is at a sort of a, quite frankly, it is at sort of an ugly stage where I equate that to a bathroom remodel when we demo out the old tile. And so to put the new in. And so we're at that phase where we're demoing out the old, and the old is actually crumbling under the weight of consciousness. And all of us that have been doing whatever growth we've been doing to connect with our awareness, to connect with our consciousness, to manifest through our consciousness, and to learn how consciousness works and its role in the physical world. And it's an improved relationship, of course, because we have not had, for whatever reason or another, access to knowing the role that consciousness plays in creating our reality individually and collectively. And that's what we're learning, because isn't it an interesting coincidence that after a few years of us having breakthroughs of discovering and discussing how to use consciousness to actually create our own personal reality, suddenly the old of our collective reality is shifting because that is the cue, and this is what the angels say, that is the cue from the universe that humanity is actually ready to dream a new dream in this reality, to actually have a new experience where we're connected to consciousness. Think of like a sci-fi film where society is organized in peace and harmony, and the hive mind or the collective mind is connected to the divine. And that's where we're moving towards. And that's what we're doing all together. That's why we have so many different ways that we connect, and synchronicity and telepathy. Mm-hmm. Telepathy is one of those gifts that we're going to start, and we already are, recovering very, very quickly. So it's not just about connecting with our angels and spirit guides and such, but we're connecting with each other. And oddly, and I will say this for the listeners who are, you know, who are very authentic and conscious, who are maybe feeling a lack of peace over the division trend right now, the angels say that we have to have that experience in order to re-emerge into a greater state of unity. Because we have to go through that to realize that it's not real. The division, we're all one, we're all united. And so we have to actually go all the way to the end of discovering how inauthentic or how unreal division is when we're actually all an expression of the same being. So we have to go and have that to see that it's the incorrect path, so that we can actually come back and embrace a new sense of unity, but it's a divine unity.
It's a divine unity. I love that. So do you think that we're going to see things accelerate?
We already have, and we will.
Okay.
And this is, and this is the thing, this is the work that I do, because I teach intuitive development, and I also work with energy and hypnotherapy. But you see, when we're actually doing our own conscious journey, we become immune from the consequences to this cycle that we're in.
Okay.
So for anyone who is, and it's funny because I feel the healing energy coming out of my hands as I say this, which means that that tells me that the angels are doing a transmission of energy to those who are listening when I'm doing this. And that's what's interesting, is because we've learned that consciousness and energy, it works on the quantum field. We don't have to be in the room with someone to receive. But what's interesting is that we are going to, we're going to be guided to be in the right place at the right time. And I've taught intuition for 15 years. And for example, I realized that this is no longer just sort of a luxury, like, oh, wow, it would be nice to be more intuitive. And people think, well, I don't need to be intuitive. I'm not planning a career as a psychic or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We don't have to, because intuition is that way that we're guided, especially in the chaotic and destabilized times that we live in. And suddenly I realized that this skill that I've been teaching for, you know, 15 years, I've been teaching people how to communicate with the angels, and we use tarot to do, well, we do readings on ourselves, but it's more than that, because we connect with our power, we connect with our awareness, we expand our awareness, and we expand our use of our awareness. And suddenly I realized that connecting people with that aspect of themselves is actually almost a mandatory life skill in today's world, because it's an ascension from there. We start by tuning into our intuition and our awareness, and it just goes from there. It literally just expands within us. So this is the reason that we do this work, is ultimately when you have that, you know, your angels, your spirit guides, your intuition could tell you, move over here, do that, apply for this job, quit that job, get out of that building, get out of that geographical area, whatever it's going to be that you need to do to stay in alignment. Because the angels, and this is funny how they remind us of things that are obvious but not so obvious, they say, when you ascend consciously and start to live consciously, I mean authentically consciously, not just I've got my green drink and my Lululemon pants on. I mean authentically yes. consciously.
I love that you said that. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
So, I remember walking around LA and getting cut off by the Prius out of the yoga class. It's like,
exactly.
While I was in the crosswalk, that, you know, whatever. So, but when we're using our consciousness to manifest, as you teach, and we're using our consciousness to create, and we're also using our consciousness to uplift others. And that's an important role. I call us conscious luminaries, because when we awaken to this stuff, it's not enough to keep it to ourselves. We can't help but to want to light up the rest of humanity so that they have that power too, and they come out of the slumber, so to speak. And so when we do that and we're in that space, the angels remind us that when we do that, we are forging a very deeply connected relationship with the divine. And they remind us that we can't be closer than ever to the divine and simultaneously be broke, sick, and have no love in our lives and have no purpose in our lives or anything like that. And that's the answer, is being in that higher state of consciousness.
Yeah. And that's why I love doing this show so much and having people like you on as my guests, because That's my way of contributing to that. You know, I get charged. Like every time I meet a new person like you and have a guest on, it charges me, and I want to share, you know, I want to share that information out in as broad a way that I can, because that lights me up, you know? So I, and you doing that same kind of work, and that's why I love doing this show. And I just want to mention about the angels. Angels. Okay, so because a lot of people get weirded out because of a religion, you know, it has nothing to do with religion. So I just want to put that out there. Angels have nothing to do with what we've been taught, you know, over the years about religion, that they're only in like for the Catholics or, you know, it doesn't work that way. I just want to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting. And I grew up Catholic too, but my mother was Irish Catholic, and in Ireland, they, you know, you don't have to talk about whether angels exist or not in Ireland, because in the Irish, and they have the whole, I can't remember whether it's supposed to say Celtic or Celtic, but they have that, those whole roots in that area of the world. And so that's still alive in that area. And nonetheless, I think the best part of this is that don't just take my word for it. You can have a tangible relationship with them yourself. And that's what I like to teach. In my masterclass that I teach online, it's the whole ability is I want you to talk to the angels too, because I do readings, of course, for people, connect with the angels and give people guidance and help people heal and all of that. But I want to light people up with connectivity with the angels too, which is what the angels told me I would do for them, is by connecting other people with them. And one of the ways, and we're all told that we have a guardian to watch us. And the angels are like, yes, we do. In fact, we have several. And what will happen is that, you know, if the divine, if the creator gave us a guardian to make sure that we are on our path, then you have to be sure that we're allowed to not only speak to them, but hear their guidance from them, since they are our guides. And as we begin, though, to shed the layers of misinformation and disinformation from traditions, and I'm not discounting those traditions, but there's a lot of what's built in that that was put in during a time where we've obviously discovered more. And so in that sense, of course, we are who those angels and guides are watching over. And now, especially while the world is going through this shift, our angels and guides are trying to reach us. So they actually want to speak with us too. More than ever, they want to speak with us.
Well, you know, it's really interesting is I've noticed this trend, and with you also, is where it used to be that you would have to go to somebody who read tarot or was a psychic or you know, or a medium to speak to, you know, your loved ones or the angels, for example, with you. I'm noticing more and more people now are teaching us how to do what you already know how to do, because you're only one person. There's only 24 hours in a day. There's only so much you can do as one human. So I've noticed with a lot of my guests that this is trending, that people are teaching people how to do what they do so that we can tap into it on ourselves, which is going to give us the opportunity to spread this shift in consciousness on a much greater scale. And your Angels and Tarot Masterclass that you're offering teaches us how to tap into that.
Correct. And here's the thing. We also exist in a whole different paradigm with intuition. Mm-hmm. Our relationship collectively as humanity is shifting with intuition. I remember being on a date like maybe 20 years ago or 18 years ago when I was first intuitive, and the person was freaked out because I'm I told them that I was intuitive, you know? And that was very interesting to think about. Or you would tell somebody that your intuition, they're like, no, you're not. Well, prove it to me. What's my sign? You know, you have all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
however, and here's the beauty of this, the authenticity of what I call conscious luminaries, which are light workers who not only work with the light themselves, but feel compelled to empower as many people as possible to also work with the light. And during this trend that we see emerging now, it isn't just sort of fashionable. It's actually what our guides or our guidance is asking us to do. It is the solution to what we're experiencing in our world. Now, also, I'm going to flip that paradigm around, and I'm going to do that vis-a-vis the angels. Because one time I heard them say, and it makes perfect sense, they say, the ascension needs the chaos as much as the chaos needs the ascension. So in other words, this new ascended state of consciousness, and if people are uncomfortable with the word ascension, we could use the word expansion. And we could use the word expansion when we go to college. Like, let's say I'm going to go to college to learn to go to film school, like I did. I go to film school. So I'm going to go to film school, and I'm not going to know anything, and I'm going to expand into the knowledge of how to edit, direct, and write, and all that other good stuff, and light up a set or whatever. So we're going to expand in what we know. Well, now we're just expanding what we know on a more divine level and getting greater aspects out of getting greater benefit from that. And as we're doing that, of course, we're getting there. And those of us that have been sort of, and this is one common theme among people who are meant to light up others, is they feel that the divine came to them, such as myself, and said, this is your role. This is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to assist the world in actually bringing up the consciousness levels so that the new earth is born. And there's so many of us working on that team, and there's so many powerful people. I moved from California to Sedona, which is a sort of an epicenter for the consciousness movement. And you would be amazed at the people that are suddenly being called into Sedona by their guides and their angels, people creating zero-point energy med beds that take us out of our hologram and help us remember our soul agreements, things like that.
I love that. I love Sedona. I could see that. I love it. But I want to talk a little bit more about this, and I want to talk about how your class works. So why don't we take our second break here, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to delve in even deeper. Stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear.
And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. So, Seth, I was thinking during the break about your class, and I know you recently created your own deck, your own tarot deck. Is that what you use for the class?
Good question. I actually teach on both the Rider-Waite deck, and I present my deck as well. So the deck that I created is still in the process of being printed, so it's in a pre-order status right now. So when I show the examples when the videos that I create, because this is a video course where people can go at their own pace. And so there's 10 modules and we cover all of the cards, but we take a conscious approach to each of the cards. So we learn what they mean and then we develop a relationship through consciousness with the cards themselves. So as I've taught this class for 15 years, and it used to be taught, I used to teach it in person in Los Angeles, and then I navigated to teaching it online live. People would say, wow, this is way more than just a tarot class. This was a, people would, it was like life coaching and all that kind of stuff in one where people were healing and really igniting their own intuition and not just reading the cards, but they were actually getting their intuition ignited as well. And this is not for people who want to be a psychic necessarily. This is for people who want that GPS, that inner GPS that we're entitled to navigate through our lives. I mean, I'll use an example. The job that I had, you know, in the job that I had just before, well, in January of 2020, the angels came to me. I was working at a car dealership at the time. And that job that I got guidance to get it. And a friend of a friend who got me there. And I had the guidance to call that friend, not knowing how it would connect. That's the practical ways that they can guide us. And in January of 2020, they told me it was time to start doing my work. And in March, of course, I got laid off with that whole trend. So I got guidance to know that was coming. And that's the kind of guidance that we want access to in the world that we live in today, which is why I created the course. And so there's 10 video modules where I cover not only the cards, putting out a spread, but I cover how to access our intuition and how to connect with our spirit guide. So they're all recorded video modules. And then I do group training on a Zoom call to help people practice and answer questions and stuff. So the recorded material is available for people. You can just use that alone and completely boost your intuition hugely from that. So this is my way of answering the call of igniting other people into the higher conscious states.
So when we're working with the tarot or your ascension with the angels tarot, that's what it's called, what you call it, your deck. Are we like communicating with the angels and then they're helping us like when we're like laying out the cards? And so, you know,
So
that's how it's working.
That's why I created the deck. And I'll be honest with you, it wasn't my decision per se. I was guided by the angels to do this. Of course. Silly little me. So what happens is, and this is a cool story, and speaking of the angels and the guidance or whatever, the angels came to me and said, it's time to design an angel tarot deck. And I'm like, whoa, what? And they said that that by designing this deck, that there's an activation because the deck was actually channeled from them. So the deck itself, we can use, when I first started communicating with the angels, they taught me how to use tarot to communicate with them. So when I teach tarot, I teach it the way that the angels taught me. And so in essence, we're communicating with our angels, our intuition, our spirit guides, and even sometimes we'll hear those that are those of our loved ones and even our pets that are on the other side that can nudge us telepathically. So that's the way that I teach tarot. So that standing in and of itself is a way of opening up communication with the angels. Now, with the deck that I created, it has this added effect. And it's very interesting because I have shown the images of the deck to other healers and light workers and angel communicators, and they've all said without me telling them, wow, there's an activation in that deck. But let me tell you a cool story that talks about this. So when the angels came to me and told me to create this deck, that there's an activation, an energetic activation in them because the images are channeled from the angels, and the concept, the conceptualization of the cards, then I was guided, and this is interesting, I was guided to reach out for a collaborator, someone who could do the graphic design. I reached out through, they told me, because I'm an actor and filmmaker, and I have networking groups, they told me to reach out through a specific group of, we have networking, we can email what we're looking for. So I did. I sent out a notice that said, I'm looking for a graphic artist who can help me create tarot cards. And I get this response from someone who said, I communicate with the angels as well. And they just told me 2 weeks ago that someone was going to reach out and ask to this networking channel to create a deck. So I knew I had found the person because I got guided to use that channel to find them. And of course, this was another angel channel. So we collaborated together. And to show you how this kind of worked, one of the cards, for example, the Ace of Swords, has the violet flame of transmutation. And that is a way that we transmutate any negative energy that's stored in our body or our being, because it's the highest vibration of light. And it actually transmits it back into alignment with the light. And so the Ace of Swords is about triumph and triumph with the mind. And so I was like, that should be, the image on there should be a depiction of the violet flame of transmutation. And so I reached out to my co-collaborator and I said, hey, the angels just said that the Ace of Swords should be the violet flame of transmutation. She goes, I know, I'm designing it right now.
Oh, so, wow.
Yes.
Wow,
so, of course, we're just the instruments, and this is just a way that the angels can reach us. So the deck is in the final stages of being prepared for being printed. So it's available for pre-order. And right now I do have a little bit of it's a limited special, but when people sign up for my class, I teach with the Rider-Waite deck. And actually, because I don't want to call it a throwaway deck, but that's the deck that everyone sees when they see tarot. Some people call that the standard deck or whatever. But I tell people when they take my class, get a deck of the Rider-Waite. And between the images that are on the Rider-Waite and the images that are on mine, which I present in the video courses, you can see, and it gives you a greater effect of the meaning of the cards, that what happens is I say, get a deck of Rider-Waite. You can go and get it at a local bookstore for $20 or whatever. Take notes when you take the video classes so you don't have to go back and reference again. Write the notes on the cards. That's what my students have done throughout the years, is they have this one practice deck. So as they go through the deck and they have their notes of the meanings of the cards or whatever struck them in the expanded meaning of the card, and then they start doing readings for themselves and others, and then the notes are right there on the cards as it shows up.
Right.
And then what will happen is that practice will begin to develop a relationship where those meanings expand and expand and expand. And then, of course, right now, if someone signs up, they have a limited offer, so someone signs up to take the video courses, then they're going to get the group coaching on Tarot Tuesdays, And then they're also going to get two free one-on-one sessions with me where they can do a reading on themselves and I'll coach them through it. And then they'll get a deck of the cards when they come in as well. So the cards will be available soon, but I teach using both images of the Rider-Waite. And I do that also because as long as I've taught the class, I start by teaching the images from the Rider-Waite. And most people, after you learn the Rider-Waite, there's so many different amazing decks. When I moved my stuff from California, I'm like, how many tarot decks do I have here? But you go in.
I know. I have a lot of decks too. I do. I collect a lot of Oracle decks, so I know what you mean.
Well, but they're beautiful, and we'll work with them for a little while, and sometimes and sometimes if I'm doing, mostly when I do readings, I'm channeling from the angels, but I'll bring the cards out as well to add that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I do readings, I'll have three or four decks and I'll hear the angels say, grab that one right there. And of course, it's laid out with the perfect cards already there.
Are you hearing a voice in your head? I'm curious. How do you know it's not your own, you know, especially when you begin doing this work? Like, how do you know it's the angel voice and not your voice?
Yeah, well, that's an amazing question, because your angel is you. And so our angel is us. It is the perfected version of us. I know people who have named their angel after themselves. But let's just put it this way. When we come into the body, we don't throw all of ourselves into the body. The guidance that we have on the divine level is the piece of us that hasn't entered the dimension of duality.
Right.
And so one of the things that I teach in the class is that, and this will happen when we start communicating with the angels. Instead of hearing something like, oh, I should go do this, you'll hear a voice inside your head that says, you, as if it's coming from another person, you should do this. And whenever I do the thing that says, you should go do this or you shouldn't go do this, then there's always a miracle that's attached to it. So it's, you know, whatever you call that, first person, second person, or whatever, you'll actually start to hear the guidance in the person that's coming from. And some of us aren't used to hearing that. So we're like, what is he talking about? Yeah. But once
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I had that experience with creating postcards. I heard it.
Yes,
and I knew it wasn't from me. Yeah, it wasn't from me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting is that once we start letting that voice come in, and once we start trusting it, then it's only going to increase. So if we're not hearing that voice speak to us, it's only because we haven't heard someone suggest that we should open up to listen to it. Because when we do that, the funny thing is, this is what the angels do. You say, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you speak to me. I want to hear your guidance, please and thank you. And they're like, great, I'd love to talk to you. They don't want to be aloof. That's their job. And so they want to. So they're going to set up experiences that will allow you to trust. Like I told the story at the beginning of the show, how they told me that my niece was going to come in, and 4 hours later, my sister called to tell me that she was pregnant. And that was set up because they wanted me to know that I was hearing from them, that it wasn't just random information. So instead of dividing what we hear inside of us, and I do a very simple exercise. I teach people a very simple exercise. And that is, if we place our hands or a couple fingers on our heart and we place our awareness around our chest, then we move our awareness from our head to our heart. Now, our head is that human awareness or that human logical awareness that we have. And our intuition resides in our heart. And we don't realize there's two different aspects of us. So we know which one is which, because when we're in our mind, that's when we're contracted. That's where we experience anxiety. That's where we don't have hope for the future. That's where we engage in doom and gloom scenarios. And the truth is, most people don't actually leave the head for the heart, because a hard life keeps them in there, because the head hijacks us into thinking that that's our saving grace, but it's not, our heart is. So when we put our awareness around that, we begin to feel expanded. We reconnect with a sense of peace and bliss. And that's where we begin to hear, but that's also where we begin to vibrate at a higher frequency, and we create things in the material world that are miracles.
I love that. We're almost out of time. So is there anything the angels want us to know right now, or that we should be doing, or you want us to know right now before we wrap up?
Well, this is what the angels want us to know. What we're living through right now is a beautiful ascension event. Okay. And the minute that you reframe your perception, your worldview of what we're experiencing on the planet right now, your own personal reality will shift. And so will your ability, because most likely if you're listening to this show, you want to reach and touch the lives of others, that your ability to actually ignite other people into the same hope and realization will be supercharged.
I love that. Well, thank you, Seth. It's been such a delight having you. And I didn't even get to half of the stuff I wanted to talk about. So I need to have you come back on my show. It went by so fast. It was so great. So guys, if you're interested, please check him out at his website, talktomyangels.com. And if you're interested in learning about communicating with your angels and working with the tarot, this is for you, that you're here for a reason. Okay, guys, thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.